Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. And with your spirit. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord. There have been two situations in my life where I have come within just a millimeter of throwing something at the television. One of them happens fairly regularly, and the other doesn't. The one that happens regularly is the obvious one, watching a Lions game. But I finally come to the conclusion to not worry about it anymore. Just when you think they're going to hook you in, they break your heart. So I'm stopped worrying about that. But the other one, the one that I find, believe it or not, even more frustrating, was I was watching a news interview show, and one of the famous evangelical preachers from down south was on. And he made one statement that just made me furious. He said, "God wants you to be rich. Hogwash." And I use that term with all of the depth of its meaning, because I can't use what I'd really like to say. God doesn't care if you're rich. It's not about that. And both in the reading from Amos and this particular passage of Jesus' teaching are a reminder to us of that reality. Now, that doesn't mean that Jesus also would think that being rich is something that is bad. He wouldn't. He would only think it was bad if it led to a deeper and more profound selfishness that was about simply gathering more for me rather than using the gifts we have to build up the greater kingdom. And any wealth, be it wealth that is financial, wealth that is talent, or wealth that is the ability to have time to serve others, any of those three things that are kept selfish are going against what God wants for us and expects of us. However, anytime we recognize those things in our life and we share them to build up the body of Christ, to build up the kingdom of God, we're on the right track. We're doing as we ought. Now, with that understanding, though, the best way we can deepen our awareness is to recognize that we are owners of absolutely nothing. We don't own our homes, we don't own our cars, we don't own our families, we don't own our own life. And if you think you do, try to control it forever. Can't do it. All of us are going to die, so evidently we don't even own our own life. But we're stewards of those things. And a good steward, as Jesus often reminds us, is one that takes those things and builds them up, makes them more prevalent, makes them do better and greater things. So if we use our life to grow the love of Christ, to grow the compassion of God in the world, we're doing exactly what He wants of us. And if that evangelist with the curly hair and the big teeth had instead said, God wants you to be a good steward of all your gifts, I would have probably applauded all by myself watching TV. Because that's what it's all about. Amos reminds us of it. Jesus reminds us of it in Luke's gospel. It's up to us whether we want to hear it and act on it.